So don't worry, if anything happens to that, we'll come back to this. This will work. Better.
Okay, with that, let's start. Om Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Mahamaham Asmadacharya Jintam Devi Paramparam.
Okay, we saw the student saying, I can't help it. I am like this only. Somebody is making me do the Adhyasa. Make it go. What can I do? Adhyasa is happening. Tell me. When you have already seen the snake on the rope, is it under your control? I should not see it. Not under your control. Neither a mistake nor knowledge is under your control. This is a book. Correct? Is it under your control to know or not to know? Or to know it differently? Let us take the different part first. If I say, please take this book, some of you may think, ah yeah, take it, le lega, come here and take it. Some of you may, most of you will think, Swamiji is just giving an example. Sit here only. There may be one smart guy who will say, why don't you just toss it to me, sir? Nothing wrong, because there are various ways of doing. Correct? Possible. This is a book. Can you know it like a rabbit? So for me, it's a rabbit. After all, we have freedom of thought and expression. We are a liberal country. The Constitution guarantees freedom of thought and expression. I will take this as a rabbit. Will your own mind accept that this is a rabbit? Why? Because you are surrendered to the pramana called perception, the means of knowledge called perception. It is choiceless. Now I am going to show something else, other than the book. Okay? I want your eyes to be looking to where the book is. The mind behind the eyes not roaming over here and there. An object of knowledge I'll bring in front of you. See if you have a choice of not knowing it. Okay? Do you have a choice of not knowing this? Knowledge is choices. That's why traveling in Bombay, you see things you don't want to see. You smell things you don't want to see. Why Bombay? All over India. Yeah. You'll hear things which you don't want to hear. You have a nice bed to sleep in. You don't want to hear your roommate snoring away. But that guy does not want to do. You know, you don't want to hear, you don't have a choice. Unless out of sheer exhaustion you fall asleep. And you also start snoring. You see, there is, if knowledge is choiceless, then in the same, with the same eyes making a mistake is also choiceless. Because ignorance is choiceless. You are ignorant. Did you choose to be ignorant? Or you found yourself ignorant? You see, you found yourself ignorant of something. You will choose. Today, I must be ignorant of this thing. You can't choose. You can't choose. Are you getting this idea? These are not choiceless. There are certain things which is choiceless. You can choose to come to study, etc. That you can do. You can choose to open a book and read. Yeah, some people choose to misunderstand and misrepresent certain things. That is deliberate misrepresentation. That has nothing to do with knowledge. Like somebody was telling me yesterday that there is a debate between Shankara and some of the teachers of Buddhism. And after that, many of the Buddhist masters accepted that Vedanta is the right interpretation of the Shastra. BBC, it seems, presented a documentary that after that, there was a lot of massacre of Buddhists because they were given a choice either to be Hindu or to be killed. Where? Even the British history, with my apologies to our British friend here, who wanted to rule, therefore twisted some aspects of history, did not write that. Did not write that. In fact, Hinduism doesn't convert. He said, we don't want you. Hinduism doesn't convert. So where is this massacre business coming from? I don't know. Yeah, obviously you all saw the documentary. So that is deliberate misrepresentation of a culture. That happens all over the world. That happens. They have their own agenda for doing it. People like Trump are always there. This happens. This is what happens. It's okay. Now, there could have been some conflict between one king who happened to be a Hindu and another king who happened to be a Buddhist. That was not a religious fight. That was a fight for power, territory, politics. Could have been. I don't remember reading anything about it. Okay. I don't remember. I don't think any of you remember also. Whole time was my generation and older people. I don't remember reading anything about it. After the war was over. That was before Shankara's day. That's what you're trying to say. Yeah, before Shankara's day. So therefore, my question was this knowledge and ignorance. That's a deliberate misrepresentation. Deliberately done. For whatever agenda they have. But knowledge is choiceless. Therefore, a mistake with the same perception is also choiceless. Okay. That's why the student is now leading the person. The teacher, sorry, is leading the person to an understanding. Okay, look at that. He had asked, are you different from the joys and sorrow that you are aware of? That your body and mind, are you different from that? Or are you the same? That's what the student had asked. I mean, teacher had asked in verse 69, which we saw last time. Okay, so in the 70th verse, the student is answering. Sishya vacha naham tavat ananyaha kasma yasma tat ubhyam karma bhutam ghatadikam iva janami yat ananyoham tena tat ubhyam na janiyam किंतु जानामि तस्मात् अन्यः सुख दुःख वेदना विक्रिया च स्वार्थे एव प्राप्नोति तदुक्तं च स्यात् अनन्यत्वे न च तयोः स्वार्थायुक्ता नहि
चंदन कंटक कृते सुख दुखे चंदन कंटक कृतार्थ चंदन कंटकार्थे घट उपयोग वाघटार्थ तद्विज्ञातुः मम चंदनादि कृतार्थः अहम् हि ततः अन्यः समस्तार्थं जानामि बुद्ध्या आरूढम्। शिष्य उवाच न नाहं त्वत् अनन्यः I am not one with them. Okay. Anya is to be different. Ananya is to be not different. I am not different from them. Meaning I am not one with them. It's a double negative. I am not one with them. Kasmat au Yasmat Ubhyam Karma Bhutam. Karma Bhutam is not karma. Karma Bhutam is object. Here, karma bhutam is object. Both are object of my awareness. Sukha dukha. Both are object of my awareness. Karma bhutam. Ghatadikam iva janami. Like how I know a pot, how I know a book, similarly I know sukha dukha. I am happy now. Subha breakfast mein khada prasad khaya, khush ho gaya. Why? पंजाब के है, पंजाब के तो खड़ा प्रसाद खाएंगे खुशी हो जाएगा। शुड से इट लिटिल लाइक दैट, ओनली देन बराबर होता है। फ्रॉम पंजाब में ये खड़ा प्रसाद में मॉर्निंग यू हैप्पी अबाउट, आई एम नॉट हैप्पी अबाउट इट, मैं दक्षिणी हूँ, फ्रॉम दक्षिणा मॉर्निंग यू कॉल मी सो मच अ स्वीट। तो ये क्या दरिया में जा सुन, इडली मिलता कल लेगा। सुख दुख जस्ट लाइक हाउ यू नो द खड़ा प्रसाद, यू नो द सुख, जस्ट लाइक यू नो द धनिया, यू नो द दुख, बोथ यू नो। घटा दिक्कत जाना मैं भाई कर्म भूत इट्स एन ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ माय अवेयरनेस। कर्म इज ऑब्जेक्ट, कर्ता इज कर्म ऑब्जेक्ट, ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ यत अनन्यो इफ आई वाज वन विद देम देन तद उभयम न जानीयाम, आई वुड नॉट बी एबल टू हैव ए सब्जेक्ट ऑब्जेक्ट रिलेशनशिप विद देम। न जानीयाम आई वुड नो इट, नो इट मीन्स व्हाट, ए सब्जेक्ट ऑब्जेक्ट रिलेशनशिप। मिनिमम फॉर नॉलेज यू नीड सब्जेक्ट ऑब्जेक्ट रिलेशनशिप। इफ द सुख एंड दुख वॉज मी, I would not have a subject-object relationship. But na jana me, but I know them. Therefore, I am independent of them. Different from them. Tad anyaha sukha dukha vedana vikriya chad swarthe eva prapnuti tad uktam chasyat ananyatve na chatayo swartha yata. Sukha dukha is meant for whom? Is it see sukha dukha meant for sukha dukha or meant for you? Swarthe meant for me. If I was sukha dukha, I would not see sukha dukha. Okay. If I was the same, I would not be seeking it. Huh? Or dukha, any anu. You'll come to that later. We are right now talking about your emotional state. ओके न तदन्य ओके देखो न चयो स्वार्थ युक्त अन्य डोंट बी मेंट फॉर मी। हाउ एवर हंग्री यू आर, यू नॉट स्टार्ट ईटिंग योर ओन टंग। स्वार्थ भूख लग रहा है, इवन इफ आई एम कमिंग फ्रॉम अ कार्निवर्स बैकग्राउंड survival training. Learn to survive in the wood. Eat whatever you get. No food. You have to survive, you have to fight, you have to this. The wood. Survive. The lizard chop, eat. The snake chop, eat. Even a person like that is not going to bite himself and eat. Swartham. Certain body fluids you may consume for survival, that's a different thing. But you won't bite yourself and eat. Okay. Therefore, na swarthe. Pratma. Na tayoho swartha nita. If I was sukhadukha, I will not. It won't be meant for me. But I seek sukha. Right? I won't get it. It's meant for me. Sukha is not meant for itself. Dukkha is also meant for me, even if I don't want it. Sometimes people seek dukkha also. Psychological aberration will they seek. Why does everyone get married anyway? Poor girls, he has to suffer so much. That's it. Jokes apart. Okay. Sukha dukkha. Subject object relationship, therefore different from. Nahi. It gives an example now. Chandra kantaka krita sukha dukkhe. Hot. Humid day. You know what the old solution was? Nowadays you don't get so much of chandra. Hot summer day. That's how this habit of thing came up in South India. It's not religious. It came up from this. Okay. Religious is some vibhuti you put. When it is hot and humid, and South is what? Hot, hotter, hottest. Only three seasons. Winter is hot. Then hotter. Then hottest is peak summer. That's how it is. There's nothing in between. Okay. So how will you seek relief? You put chandan paste all over, moist, this water container. Then you sit under the shade of a tree on the Ganges bank. What maja? It's luxurious. It's more luxurious than having an AC actually. You should try it also. Yeah. Should try it also.
Kaveri bank.
Huh? Kaveri bank. Kaveri bank. South, no? Huh? Punneer bank. On the banks of Ponni, that's it. Ponni is Alvar, no?
Ponni is
Kaveri. Kaveri, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It is cooling. You know, certain things about India was very luxurious. Nowadays, everyone uses hair dryer, no? After you have a shampoo, there's the hair dryer. You know what the traditional hair dryer was? Burn this, a little bit coals you will put and burn this incense, Sambarani would be called. Then put a small basket on top of it, you know, about 6 inches. Then you will lie down with your head on the rest and your hair spread on the basket. And the fragrance will seep, dry your hair, at the same time infuse it with all the fragrance. Huh? Now you go to Ananda Spa and they do it. Yeah, now you want that, you have to go to Ananda Spa. This was done in every home. Indians knew how to be luxurious about things. They made a traditional land. Now also, if some people do it, fine. Achha. Ananda. Yeah. So these are sukha, the chandana krita sukham, kantaka krita dukham. What is kantaka? Is a thorn. A walking thorn enters your head. Ah! Okay. Dukha, he says, chandana kantaka krita sukha dukhe. Na chandana kantaka artha. It is not meant for the chandana or the thorn.
Dukha is not meant for the thorn. Nor is Sukha meant for Chandana. For me. Correct? It is for Mother Thorn. Swartha. Okay. Gata upayogo va gata artha. A pot is not for the sake of the pot, but for me to carry water or whatever. It is meant for me, na? Not meant for them. Pot is not meant for itself. Tasmad tad vijnata mama chandanadi krutaha. Therefore, all this is known. Okay? All this is meant for the knower, not for the knower. Therefore, aham tataha anyaha. I am different from that. Different from what? Anything that I know with my buddhi. Buddhiya rudam. Anything I know with my buddhi, I am different from that. Including the buddhi. Do you know your thinking? Are you aware of your thinking?
Yeah.
I am confused right now. Are you aware of your confusion? Then you are free from confusion. Correct? You are free from that. Because subject object, no? Your knowledge? Of course I know. Then you are different from your knowledge. Your ignorance? Different from that. You are aware of all this. You are different from all of them, independent of all of them. They are all dependent on your awareness to come to light. You are independent of them. You objectify them, they don't objectify you. I objectify the book doesn't objectify me. I objectify the body doesn't objectify me. Another person can, that's a different. So what is he? He also objectified my body, I also objectified. Big deal. All of them. From body to ignorance, knowledge, thinking, feeling, everything. All of it. Object of your awareness. Therefore you are independent of them. They are dependent on you for you to even be aware of. You are independent of me. And what have I done? What I am aware of, I have taken as me. That is called Adhyasa, to make a mistake. My whole life has been a living mistake. I have taken what I am not as myself. Thank God the whole world is in the same boat. Thank God the whole world is in the same boat. Now then we can happily get along with each other. In this area there is no conflict. In all other areas there is conflict. But in this area there is no conflict. Achai. Should be thankful for small mercies. Mercy, one problem. Then this, now the teacher is supplying some more logic. Some more logic is being supplied here. So this. Tan guru vacha evam tarhi swartaha dvam chiti matvatvam na prena parena prayujyase nahi chittiman paratantraha parena prajyate chitimat arthatva anupattehe samatva pradipa prakashayo iva nati achittimat arthatvam chitimatah bhavati achittimatah chitimatatva eva swartha sambandha anubhava.
ప్రవర్తే నాపి అచితిమత అన్యోన్యత్వం దృష్టం నహి కాష్టకుట్యే అన్యోన్యత్వ కుర్వతే కుర్వతే. తన్ గురువాచ, అంటే గురు ఇస్ క్లారిఫైంగ్ అవుతుంది. ఏం తర్హి స్వార్థత్వం చితిమతత్వ న పరేణ ప్రయోజ్యతే. హే, యువర్ కాన్షియస్ ఐడెంటి, దేర్ఫోర్ యువర్ అన్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ ఐడెంటిటీ, నా పరేణ ప్రయోజ్యతే ప్రయోజ్యసే, యూఆర్ నాట్ డిపెండ్ బై సంబడీ ఎల్స్. బికాజ్ వాట్ హీ సెడ్ వాస్ సంబడీ ఈజ్ మేకింగ్ మీ డూ దిస్. ரொம்ப சம்படி இஸ் மேக்கிங் மீ டூ திஸ் அத்தியாசம். ஐ கான்ட் ஹெல்ப் இட், ஐ கான்ட் ஹெல்ப் இட். அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் ஹி சேயிங் ஹியர்? சிதி மத், தேர்ஃபோர் யூ ஆர் இண்டிபெண்டன்ட் என்டிட்டி. எ கான்ஷியஸ் என்டிட்டி இஸ் அன் இண்டிபெண்டன்ட் என்டிட்டி. த மோர் செல்ஃப் அவேர் யூ ஆர், த மோர் இண்டிபெண்டன்ட் யூ ஆர். இஃப் யூ ஆர் நாட் செல்ஃப் அவேர் இன்னஃப், you can be used by somebody else. Look at it, an inert object will always be used by someone else, by a conscious entity. A less self-awareful entity, like a donkey, self-awareness is very limited, will be used by a human being. Correct? Extend it. What to do? He is exploiting me. He is exploiting you? Why are you allowing me? You are becoming less self-aware. You are not claiming your power. You are not claiming your independence which is God-given. Correct or not? This freedom of choice is a very, very important thing that has to be honed up. The whole life depends on it. And that your independence and freedom of choice should be coupled with wisdom. I knew this lady studying Vedanta. Another guy threatened her with a knife. I am an independent entity. You can't make me do anything. I am the Atma. You cannot kill me. The guy stabbed her. Abhi kya hoga? Your independence, freedom of choice, etc. should be coupled with some common sense. You don't provoke a guy to stab you. Correct or not? Unless you are confident of handling that guy with a knife. You don't provoke the guy. Even if you are confident, do you provoke a guy with that? That is an aside, okay? That's not the main topic. That's not the main topic. Okay. Therefore, he says, na parena prayujyase. You are not impelled by anyone else. You are creating your own adhyaya. In other words, okay, you are prayujyase. Nahi chittaman paratantvam parena prayujyate. Chittaman chit madhartatvat అనుభూతి. నా చితిమాన్ పరతంత్ర పరైన రైజస్. సమ్మన్ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్షియస్, ఎ కాన్షియస్ ఎంటిటీ, ఈజ్ నాట్ ఇంపెల్డ్ బై అనదర్ ఎంటిటీ, ఈజ్ నాట్ లైటెడ్ అప్ బై అనదర్ ఎంటిటీ. ఓకే, దెన్ ఈ సేస్ చితిమాన్
Chit Madhartatvat Anubhupate. One conscious entity does not exist for another conscious entity. Not true. Swamiji, I am Mama. I exist only for my child. Can you really honestly say that? All the mothers and all. Can you really honestly say that? Then you would not be unhappy with anything the child does. Because you exist for the child. Is it worth a big complaint of mothers with children, especially that little bit grown up? You treat this place like a hotel. You come and go when you want. The best they have a simple solution. Guy is 18, kick him out. Go. Be independent. Sudden good. Nobody exists for another person. Myth. I do that because it makes me happy, or I think it will make me happy. That's all. Doesn't really make you happy, but you think it will make you happy. You are giving to your own value structure. Samatva, because both are the same. Yeah, when the baby is small, that's a different thing. That's a symbiotic relationship. That's different. Okay? Pradipa Prakashayoho Iva. Now he's clarifying in what context is for. Okay? Pradipa Prakashayoho Iva. Like the light of two lamps. Does one light of the other that lights up? Is it necessary? Do you need a lamp to see a lamp? In Delhi, winter. Both thunder. So the father was sleeping under the rajai. January, coldest month, sad drizzling month. And there is no central heating at all. What is central heating in India? Keep the heater in the center of the room. The portable heater in the center of the room. Who's central heating? Some hotels that are now have it. Some homes have it. We don't need central heating here, no? Few months, couple of months, that's all. I thought my bathroom had central heating. Then I saw, why is this area feeling warmer than other area? Then I looked, I had forgotten to off the geyser. So the pipe is passing under. And heating up the... That's all the central heating is there, okay? Okay. So he's sleeping under the radar. And he told his son, Beta, dekh. Beta, go see. The sun has come up or not. Why? Because then he'll come out of the radar, sit under the sun and have a hot cup of tea. He said that to his son. And the sun is opening drawers and... What are you doing here opening drawer? Daddy, I'm looking for a torch to see whether the sun has come up. Aisa nahi hota hai. Kids today are very smart, they will not do it. Even the dumbest of kids will not do that. No kid is really dumb, but yeah. Even a mentally challenged, politically correct, even a mentally challenged child will not do that. He knows you don't need a light to see a light. Okay. Therefore, Pradipa Prakashayoho Iva. Na acheti mukartham chiti mataha. Nor is a conscious entity meant for a non-conscious entity. Correct? I am not meant for the sofa. If I was meant for the sofa should be sitting on top of me. Not meant for that. Even less conscious people, like a donkey, I will be riding the donkey won't ride me.
except the story of the three donkeys, that's a different one. To the market to sell the donkey, that's a different one. Okay.
Achimataha bhavati.
Achimataha chitimatatva eva swartha sambandha anubhavati. You cannot have a thing which exists for itself not being conscious. Not being conscious. Conscious entity exists for itself. Everything else exists for itself. Okay? Therefore, he says, Napi achintiti mataha anyonyartho drashtam. He's exhausting all possibilities. Now, two insentient things exist for each other. Table exists for the chair, chair exists for the table. Can you say that? So what the Guru has done is covered all possibilities. Here is covering all possibilities. A conscious thing cannot exist for an insentient, non-conscious thing. One conscious thing does not exist for another conscious thing. One conscious thing cannot exist for a non-conscious thing. The non-conscious thing will exist for the conscious. Two non-conscious things will not exist for each other. All possibilities for them. That means you must be independent. Why are you telling me?
Yeah? Non-conscious
thing
exists for consciousness.
For consciousness, exactly. The non-conscious exists for the conscious. That means you cannot say, I am helpless. Somebody is making me do adhyasa. Correct? Yeah? Less conscious, that's why he brought in the less conscious example. Donkey is used by me, I am not used by the donkey.
Less conscious.
Yeah. Also will be used by a conscious entity. Correct.
Yeah.
But then the donkey has the freedom to run away. Okay. Shall I give you a new philosophy? Okay. We talk about equality, liberty. Okay. This is a lighter way, okay? Those who are hearing this video especially. This is a lighter way. Society is based on inequality. The person of superior intelligence and consequently superior talents will always use and exploit people of lesser intelligence and lesser talents. Therefore, inequality is the basis of society. Correct, right? Can you say, can you challenge the logic? I should be careful that this doesn't reach from.
You love to use this.
So when you are putting it up on the YouTube, we'll edit this thing out. Trump later, he'll use it. The Indian masters have said this. Problem. Yeah. And the champion will say, ha, yeah. One Mahatma from Rishikesh, disciple of Pooja Swami Dayananda Sarathi, said, there must be some truth. So all Indians will vote for him. Problem. It is not true. It is not true. Why? You may be a superior intelligence, superior talents, etc. But you see this hand? These five fingers are not anything great to behold, but when they join together, they become a weapon of tremendous consequences. And the intelligent man said, okay, okay. This is not always true, okay. It all just sounds like that. But it is true. In terms of animal life, etc., we use it because self-consciousness is not available. Yeah?
That's not more of Marxism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know all that. Yeah. Oh, the whole social philosophies can be built on this. What I said. I don't get this out of the top of my head. When I read different philosophies, different this thing, my irreverent mind
fix up and puts a few things in his head. Yeah, I have a very irrelevant mind. Which is good, acha. Because irreverence is another form of bhakti, of devotion. You heard in the Kadri brothers, tu malik hai, you are the master, Lord and Master, God, Lord and Master. Me makkar hu, haram hu, I am a useless character, I am crooked. But tu samadarshi hai, you are the one who sees everything the same. Tu malik hai, haram ke malik tu hi hai. If I am haram, a crook, and you are my master, then you are the master of crooks. That's an irreverent bhakti. Correct, no? Kun Charendra is correct. What do you think Krishna was?
Butter thief.
Chanakya learned from him. But on the side of dharma, all the time. That is the difference. On the side of dharma, all the time. Okay. Now back to this. Therefore, you being a conscious entity, okay, there is no way anything can make you do that. Yeah. Correct? Svatantratva, chiti matatva, because you are conscious. Not only you are conscious, you are also highly self-aware. Therefore, nobody can do this. You are awareful of you, you are awareful of others. Then how can anybody impel you to do something? But I want to learn all this. And my teacher has put too many conditions on this. Therefore, see, he really controls me. No, you are the freedom of choice. You have decided this is a good price to pay for what you are getting. And you know, for all his toughness, the teacher is also kind. For usko push karega, to he'll allow me to do something. Correct? Did I not allow you to do whatever you want to do? Did I get into control you? No. Certain ground rules I may say. Certain things I will point out where the problems are. That's all. And all of you are doing very well. Anyway, that apart from my back. Now the teacher is giving, the student is giving an exception for this. Nanu chitimatve sameyapi vritya swaminoho anyoni artatvam drishtam. You said two conscious entities are not meant for each other. What about employer, employee? Both are conscious entities. Both exist for each other. I am dependent on my employee. Why? Because I have to get my work done. He is dependent on me. Why? Rokda chahiye. He wants the money. Correct? All of us are working, everyone is working people. You know, paisa chahiye mere ko pehla, pehla paisa dekhenge, baad mein sab kuch dekhenge. Wrong approach to your career, but whatever. So they are meant for each other. No? Correct or no? You shout at your maids at home. Then she puts up with it. Right? Never put up with a man shouting at a maid. No way. Where did he know what house was? This guy. But he still puts up with something because he wants the job. Wants the money. Therefore, they are meant for each other. This is an interdependent world. Modern management. Nobody is independent. Who is independent? We are living in an interdependent world. What will happen if all the immigrants walked out of USA? Everyone walked out. Economy will collapse overnight.
It's
a new
land of immigrants.
Huh? Exactly. Everything will happen. All foreign funding went out of India. Our economy will collapse. We are living in an interdependent world. What are you talking about independence? Same logic.
Exploiter, same.
From dependency, growth. From dependency to independence to interdependence. Isn't that what growth is about? Functional growth. Isn't this what functional growth is about? First you are dependent on another child. Then you learn to be independent. Then you learn to work together, no? Teamwork, leadership, etc. What? Interdependence. So now this Nirantar is general for internet. Then we talked about independence. Yeah, chapter. India Sudharani. Now that we didn't know. Survey on to Sukhina. Let everyone be happy. We work for everyone. Universal welfare, etc. Why? Because we knew the value of independence. Interdependence also. Independent, interdependent, we knew. Yes, you know, the truth of this prayer was discovered by a friend of mine when he wanted to go and study Vedanta under my teaching. Some 15 years after I did it. This lady, there was that time, 90s, there was some rioting in Bombay. Sporadically, these things happen in Bombay. In all over the world, it happens. Some places more, some places less. So, and she wanted to go and study. Said, my Lord, keep me safe. Because I want to go and study now. Keep my parents safe, because anything happens to them, I'll have to come running back to take care of. But my parents will be safe only, the riots, etc. Then keep the society also safe, okay? Because only then, if there is a national calamity, again problem. Hey, let the whole world be happy. Then only I can. Correct? Survey Bhavantu. That's the prayer. That's a very good. Our prayer is not the other prayer. Tata ne aapyo, Birla ne aapyo, Mani ne te aapyo. What is that? You are given Tata, you are given Birla. You are not given me, you are. So we are living in an interdependent world. What are you saying? Conscious entity, independent, not influenced by other people, etc. Correct or not? You all know that. You go to a hotel. What's the charges for the room? Oh, 5,000 rupees a night, twin sharing charge. What about single occupancy? Because money can buy it. Ashram is a bit difficult, but policy, no one says single. Other places it works, some places it doesn't work. Some ashrams also it can work. Some places it doesn't. Now what to do? Those are certain policies of setups. Dictated by number of people coming and space available. Next month for Swamiji Samadhi, no? All of us will be staying. Teachers, acharyas, moms, or two people, three people in the room. Why? No place. Not single occupancy. They will allow administratively what happens. Want to change in between? No problems, change in between. Your friend here, there, no issues of that.
Yeah.
That holds for the camp also, anyone wants to change, etc. I have said that in the beginning itself. No problems. So, interdependent world. Then he says, the student, the guru is answering that. Naivam Agnehe Ushna Prakashava Tava Chiti Chiti Madvasya Vivakshatatva Pradishrishatascha Drishtantaha Pradipa Prakashayoho Iva. Tatrevam sati sa udhyarudam eva sarvam upalabhamase upalabhase agni ushna prakasha tulyena ghatastha nitya chaitanya swarupena kutastha nitya chaitanya swarupena yadi chaivam atmanah sarvada nirvisheshatvam upagachasi kimuti uchit kim iti uchitvan shushupte vishramya vishramya jagrat svapna yoho dukkham anubhavami iti kim ayameva mama svabhavah kim va naimitikah iti kim asau vyamoha apagatah kim va neti. He says, we are not talking from that standpoint. We are not talking naivam, meaning we are not talking from your functional standpoint. When I talk about the independent nature of the Atma, we are not talking from a functional standpoint at all. Why? He says, Agnehe Ushna Prakashavat Tatva Chiti Matasya Vivakshita. Pradishtaha Dushtanta. I gave you an example of the heat and light of fire. Pradipa Prakashayoga, that is the Dushtanta I gave. Says, what is the Viviksham then? A conscious entity is self-existent. We are not talking about your mind. When you say the employee, we are talking at the level of what?
Mind.
Body, mind, intelligence. Correct? You pay me for my work. You are not bought me. You only pay me for my work. Correct?
Yes.
I depend on you only for your work, not for anything else. That is functional. Here we are talking about the independent nature of the self. That I, awareness, consciousness, is totally independent, does not require anything to light me up, like how the lamp does not require another lamp. We are giving a functional example, true. Why? Because there is no other example for the Atma. So certain aspects we will highlight through certain examples. Then you have to highlight the all-pervading nature, we will say, like Akasha, space, because that's the closest that comes to it. It is not the same. Atma is not Akasha. Like meaning some similarities will be there. Like you don't need a light to light up a light, means what? I am self-evident. Therefore, independent in sense of not depending on anything else to know myself. To know I am, that much. I don't have to depend on anything. To know my body, I depend upon my awareful mind. To know the mind, what do you depend upon?
Mm.
let me put you all into a different type of meditation. What is this? A pen? You all know this pen? How do you know this pen? With your eyes and mind, right? Therefore, in your mind, there is knowledge of pen. Are you aware that you have knowledge of the pen? Who knows that?
The writer.
Okay, again. Do you know this pen? This is a pen. You know it? In your mind, there is knowledge of the pen. Mind, intellect, all goes together, okay? You are making unnecessary difference. When I say mind, I mean your, those of you who learn mind, intellect, separate. Okay? All one. Are you aware of the fact that in your mind there is knowledge of the pen?
Yes.
Who is that I? Not the mind. Because the knowledge in the mind you are aware of. You yourself, awareness, no? So what have you done? You have taken a step back into what you are. I know this through my eyes. Mind. Eyes and mind together. Know this. In my mind there is knowledge of pen. Who knows that? I am aware of the fact that in my mind there is knowledge of pen. You have taken a step back into yourself right there, no? Through I, consciousness. I, awareness, consciousness. Where is it? I. Not beyond Timbuktu. Right here. You are that awareful being. It is in this sense we are saying I, awareness is independent of everything else. Are you getting the idea? That's what he's saying. They are independent of everything else. You don't need a light to know another light. Delhi example. Radhaika Nietzsche. You don't need a light to know another light. In that sense he says, Pradipa Prakashayo Iva. He says, Tatrai Samuti So Buddhyadurudam Sarvam Upalabhasam. That's why you know everything that you can think of that comes into your mind. Agni Ushna Prakasha Tulyena Putastha Nitya Chaitanya Swarupa. Because like heat and light belong to the fire. It is, are heat and light qualities of the fire or is heat fire? Fire is combustion, no? It is heat. There is no separate. Fire has quality of heat. Heat is fun, fire is heat. Unless you talk of flames upper, combustion, that's it. Similarly, putastha nitya chaitanyam, you have that awareness that's aware of everything, including time and space. Time and space are objects of your awareness, you are independent of them. Time is nothing but a gap between two events. Scientific definition. No event without an observer. Again science. That means two events are nothing but two observations. The gap between two observations is time. That means two gap between two thoughts is time. Therefore when I look at what I am, awareness, through this thoughts, gap of thoughts, I get an idea of time. Purely subjective. That is true, Swamiji, in India, time is subjective. Because when you say 7 o'clock, it will be around 7. Indian standard time is Indian stretchable time. Swamiji, that is because we are independent of time, you know. We don't let time rule us. good justification. Okay. So, Mukhastha Chaitanya Rupena, we are independent. Okay, he says, Evam Chaivam. Okay. Atma is all sarvada, at all times, nirvishesham. Any quality is not there in the Atma. Anything that you talk about yourself, objectifiable. Okay. Anything you say, you can say only because subject-object relationship, no? Not you, you are independent of that, because you are the one who is aware of that. Correct? Then, kim uchitivan, kim iti uchitivan, then why are you saying sushupte vishramya vishramya? The first question is, in deep sleep, majatha, aranda, as happy. Then, jagrat sopnayo. In waking and dream, dukkha manubhavam, I am sorrowful. Where do you say that? Kim ayameva mama svabhava kim va naimitika hayati? You asked in the beginning, na, is this my svabhava or is it naimitikam, caused by something else? So by now, that illusion should have gone, that teacher is saying. It is not gone, but he is saying that. Just to probe the, push the student further. Should have gone. Why? You are Kutastha Chaitanyam. Chaitanya Chaitanyam. All this is created by Adhyasa. You are independent. Mistaken notion that you are sorrowful, etc. You are that infinite being. Independent. Why are you doing that, the other? Stop doing it. Bas itna hi baat hai. That's all that is there, no? Independent. Correct, Swami. Let's close our book. Okay, why do you have to complete the whole text? You're independent. You have no logical answer to say you're not independent. That you're not awareness, you have no logical answer. You have to remember yourself. You have to remember something that goes out of mind and comes into your mind, correct? Out of sight, out of mind. I am always there as I, na? So, do you have to remember I? So, hamesha yaad kiske liye? Maa baap thoda yaad karna hota, bhul jaate hai. Girlfriend definitely bhul jaate hai when you see another girl. Bhul jaate hai. Forget something, what to do? Human being. Because it can go opposite. I am always there, no? Okay, I forget myself.